Hey, it's Leah here. This episode's a tiny little bit different. It's been very, very cold here in Sydney, and we were just having a really nice time relaxing and enjoying lunch, and we thought we'd just record in the lunchroom. So that's exactly what we did. So the audio for this episode may not be as high quality as you usually get from us, but the content quality is still there. Don't forget, if you've got any watching suggestions, any questions for listener question specials, or any quiz ideas, you can always email us, thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com. Enjoy!
Welcome to We Are The Watchers. Tom. And Leah are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, episode 81. Tom, top of the night time to you. Usually I say morning.
You do. We're recording it later because of nasal issues.
Also, really not that late.
It's not that late.
No. But you've dragged yourself in.
I have. I'm here.
By your forearms.
Like which scene from Poltergeist 2?
The tequila scene.
Just look up tequila scene, Poltergeist 2, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
You gotta have the bed flipping bit, though. If you don't have that bit.
Yeah, you gotta see the thing drag itself across the floor.
It's amazing.
That's Tom coming into work today.
All right, I'm here.
It's a great visual.
You don't have to be.
No, you don't. And we're very happy that you're here. And we're happy that you're here as well, Linz.
Oh, thanks. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag knightess in shining armour. Or just blue wind jacket. You're our saviour. You're a guest.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And you're rocking a very late 90s. I feel like it's S Club 7 would wear your awesome tracksuit top.
Well,
I like it.
I bought this actually because I was going to New York and I wanted to go dressed as Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. It cost me like $80 off eBay, something ridiculous. It's not very flattering, but it cost me $80, so I'm
going
to
wear it all the time. I like the colour. I think the colour's really nice.
I wouldn't be seen dead wearing it.
Oh.
Well, he is good.
I may be sick, but I still got it.
Linz, has it been a while since you've been on the podcast?
Yeah, it's been a while.
You keep banging at the door wanting to come in and talk about dance moves.
It's back.
I mean,
we will be hearing more about it. I can see the excitement in your eyes. It's brilliant. I'm very excited. We'll also be talking about Fear the Walking Dead. That's back. There was confusion in my head. I'll talk to Tom about that a bit later because I'm assuming you didn't see it, Linz. Yeah.
No.
That's not your thing. You're here for the dance mom.
Yeah, I'm here for the trashy reality.
You prefer real death.
Oh, that's sweet, I think. We'll also... Oh, I've got a great quiz. Linz, I reckon... I'm hoping to stump Tom, but it's 100% a Tom-centric quiz, and he's going to be, I hope, very happy with the amount of research that I did. I told you about it.
You're going to quiz Tom on his subject of choice. Is that what you're saying?
I think so, but research.
Deep cuts.
Yeah, we've got news and we've got stuff that we've watched.
Yep.
Tom, do you want to kick off the news section?
Sure. I've got a few bits that we can blaze through pretty quick.
Cool.
Yeah. So we've talked about it before, but Robert Pattinson was confirmed to be playing Batman.
For some reason, when there was the whole talk that he was going to be Batman, I was all right with the idea, and then I kept seeing, but it's not confirmed yet, and I just started getting worried it wasn't going to be him, because in my mind I'd come to the conclusion that he was going to be an okay Batman.
Yeah, look, I think it was just contract negotiations.
Fair enough.
It's probably a bit of that happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing that I'm most impressed is... It didn't take long for a nickname to come out.
What is it?
Because in the past, when he was in Twilight, he was known as Arpats. And now everyone's calling him Arbats. And I'm really happy with that.
I hope that gave him a little bit of a smirk.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a smiley guy, is he?
I don't think he's got the blood flow to be Batman. He looks a bit pale.
You're talking about a guy who wants to be a vampire. Batman spends all his money so he can run around the city at night.
Sure.
He's
maybe
basically a vampire.
People who have played him before have had that American blood flow look.
Except Christian Bale, he's English.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Any. Do you reckon he had a tough time not impersonating Michael Caine? Because I don't think I could meet Michael Caine without slipping into Michael Caine.
I suspect Michael Caine has sort of just accepted the fact that people will, whether consciously or subconsciously, will just start being him in front of him.
It has to happen a bit.
Yeah, he's heard Bloody Doors a million times, I'm sure.
I saw that Silicon Valley, they've announced that season 6, the upcoming one, is going to be a little bit shorter and wrapping it up.
Ooh, okay.
So I hope that's not HBO's new model of let's give shows less for their last season.
Yeah, have everybody not happy.
Yeah.
With how things end. 6 seasons, though.
It's pretty good.
I didn't realise it was that much.
It's been going on quite a while.
I saw that there's still talk, we were just having a quick look on Twitter for Keanu Reeves related material. And it seems like it's still not confirmed, but he's in talks, this is the rumour, to join the cast of The Eternals. Now, that's the one with Angelina Jolie, Marvel rebrand, like phase 4 or phase. We're at the end of phase 3, this will be phase 4. I'm confused.
Yeah, we know very little about it. The Eternals are a pretty small offshoot group in Marvel comic lore. You know, if Guardians of the Galaxy were a D-list group before the movie, these guys would be maybe an M-list group.
Oh, wow.
I like that Keanu is doing the M-list group. It's something that he would do.
Well, this is the... But this is the brilliant thing, is they're casting really big and seeming to go very diverse. So they've gotten, apparently, Angelina Jolie...
Richard Madden, a.k.a. Rob Stark.
The Bodyguard?
Yeah.
He's
in The Rocket Man as well.
Yes. Mm. Kumail Nanjiani.
Mm, that's right.
And, I've forgotten his name. Fantastic Korean actor from a movie called Train to Busan, which was zombie virus film.
That's the one that I want to watch.
It's really good. And his character steals the movie. It looks like they're doing some really big, almost stunt casting for this movie.
Ma Dong Seok, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Sure, yeah, awesome. I'm very interested in this cast. I have no idea who he'd be playing. The Eternals, there was stories of them in like the 70s and 80s.
So you haven't read them?
Not those old ones. There was one story that went for maybe 12 issues in the mid-2000s, and it was cool.
Mm. Are they a group? Like Fantastic Four sort of group, or are they just different people banding together?
It's kind of like... So Marvel has a group called the Inhumans, and they're the people that lived on the moon, and they had the TV show and stuff, and this is clearly what they would have done with the Inhumans had they not done that TV show that bombed and no one wanted.
Right.
So it looks like they're veering off this way, but they're a very cosmic-based family.
Mm-hmm.
So they could easily kind of join Thor's family and that world setting onto the weirdness of Guardians of the Galaxy. It looks like they want to kind of try and blend those two.
Look, just getting... You just made me think about something. Thor.
Mm.
I was hanging out with Tidy.
Yes.
And I said, there's a new Men in Black International. It's got Tessa Thompson and Mr. Thor himself. Yeah, like they've been in movies together, like, you know, Thor Ragnarok and stuff. And she's been in West Coast. She's in everything. Annihilation. I've never seen her before. I nearly fell off my chair. How's no one ever seen Tessa Thompson?
I've seen her in tons of
stuff.
She's
just in it. She's just in stuff. Yeah. She's one of those people that's in stuff. Lynn, you're giving me the same look I got from Tidy.
She's busy.
You haven't seen her?
Maybe.
You would recognise her face, I reckon, if you were to see her. But I kind of...
She was also in Sorry to Bother You.
I'm not jumping.
She had a really good 2018.
Okay, so we've found two people who don't know who Tessa Thompson is. Tessa Thompson, come on.
I know who she is now because of a Men in Black trailer.
Have you seen the trailer with the basketball, the tall basketball player? I mean, they're all tall, but, like, he really tall. He's got a bit of a monobrow. And they go up to him and they say, like, we suspect you of being an alien. He goes, no, I've done, like, DNA and I've got 100%, 0% alien in my DNA. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they throw a basketball at the hoop and he blocks it with his big go-go gadget alien arm. He's like, ah, damn, you got me. It's just a quick little 30-second thing, but it just gives you the level of comedy and humour that they're going for.
Nice.
I think this movie looks good.
There was a great, honest trailer for the Men in Black series the other day where it was like, you'll see Will Smith at the height, mid, and depth of his career. And that very much sums up Men in Black 1, 2, and 3.
I never saw the third one.
It exists. It's a film.
It exists.
Jermaine Clement's having a lot of fun playing a very evil villain.
Okay.
But
that's about it.
Still waiting outside a pizzeria for Fry to return? You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
What else have you found in the news world?
Do you want to buy a house?
Depends on where it is.
Well, you know, we like to keep abreast of what houses are for sale on the markets from television and films. The Sopranos, Tony Sopranos,
comes
in New Jersey, no less.
Nice, right across the river.
Glorious New Jersey.
For a man.
Everyone wants to live.
Yeah.
So it's for sale.
It's for sale for $3.4
million.
Ooh. To give you context of how much you're paying for the Sopranos-ish of the price tag, most of the houses in the neighbourhood are averaging about $1.1 to $1.8 million, so you're looking at almost half.
Jeez.
On what everyone else is paying.
100%.
However, they said the people that own it, they love the Sopranos fans, and they said that anyone moving in should be prepared to love them because they have people coming by to take photos most days, and that every now and then you'll see people pull up in a limo, hop out to pick up a newspaper and get their photo taken, getting out of the limo.
Yeah.
Recreating moments and stuff like that.
I reckon if you do live in one of those houses, like, you know, the Sex and the City townhouse or Full House, Brady Bunch house, you buy that expecting to have lots of people there.
My brother wants, it's not a celebrity house, but it's a celebrity inner house.
Yeah.
When he was 19 or 20, with a bunch of his friends, decided one day they were going to drive to Neil Buchanan's house, who's like a children's arts TV entertainer guy.
Yeah, right.
Was he like Art Attack or something?
Yeah, Art Attack.
Was Art Attack?
Yeah.
Oh, I just put that out of my eye.
That's good. Well done, Tom.
So, to have random 19-year-olds pull up to your house and go, all right.
What? Little photo taken.
Is it the life you want?
It's not the life I want. Not at all. They should be charging less for the Sopranos house for the strife they're going to have to go through, but they're not going to.
No.
Hey, did you see that Musk has gotten Cuphead to play on Telstra's?
I did see that. That's great.
In Dash Display. Because, so they're using I think it's called the Unity engine for the Tesla platform. And that's also the programming engine that the game Cuphead was made on. So they managed to get it to work. Now, this is not the first time that they've gotten a video game to work in a Tesla. They also have managed to get old school Atari games as well.
Sure.
But they have made it, I was going to say a rule, but it's a feature where you can only play them if the car is stationary.
I was going to say, Cuphead's the most difficult game out there.
Yeah, apparently it's super hard.
It's really hard. I didn't last very long.
And it kind of looks like an old school, like 1920s, 1930s cartoon.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's drawn in the style of the original Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meant to look like Steamboat Willie. It's a gorgeous game, really highly reviewed. The most difficult thing I've played in years, apart from that one young.
Oh, yeah, Sekiro. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's a hard game.
Wouldn't it drain the Tesla's battery pretty quick?
Hadn't thought of that.
If you're playing your Game Boy, you take it out of the dock. Switch, you take it out of the dock, that battery's lasted maybe an hour.
Really? Is that how long?
Yeah, imagine you're driving from Orange to Tamworth and you pull over at the Stop Revive Survive.
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea and play a bit of Cuphead.
Come back out.
You
half drained your battery.
Woo, 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 woo.
And you'll just be tempted to do it as well.
Yeah, you would.
Because it's there. You're like, oh, I'll be all right.
You've got to make the most of your features, don't you? You paid for them. Paid a lot for them.
Yes, we really quacked at the principal. Are we ducks or what? You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Some dates, two things for August.
All right, let's jot these down.
August 2nd is Descendants 3. It's finally dropping. Get excited. I know we all are.
Yes.
Yep.
Well,
Very excited.
I know two people that will have to watch it because of Shay.
Did you reckon Kenny Ortega's directing?
Is that the person that did the others? Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I think they got the whole gang back together.
If he's directing, And they've got some new musical numbers. And it's just going to be amazing. Because the music in 1 and 2...
pretty catchy.
I play it by myself when Shay's not in the car.
That's one for her. I know she's going to be excited about it. And yeah. The other date for August is for you.
What?
August 9th. Season 3 of Glow.
Such a fun show. This is on Netflix, the half-hour episodes. This is the third season.
I've seen some photos with some very big hair.
Oh, the costumes are amazing. And I just like the story. It's just great. Oh, I'm excited. What's that, the 9th?
August 9th.
Okay.
There's a new game show. Well, it's not that new. There's a show in the US called The Wall. It's hosted by Chris Hardwick, executive produced by LeBron.
As in, is LeBron a basketball player?
Yeah, LeBron James.
Very rich. And I know his face, yeah. He has a lot of tattoos on his arms.
Yes. The UK version is going to be... who did you say it's executive produced by, of The Wall?
Endemol Shine and Richard Osman.
That's his name, from Pointless. Yes.
Ah, right.
The guy that sits behind the desk with the glasses.
And he's a very tall... very British know-it-all.
Yes, and he's always
he embraces it.
He'll pop up on a Nevermind the Buzzcocks or the 8 o'clock news.
Yeah,
he doesn't do as much of the 8 out of 10 cats. He's more into the highbrow panel show.
He'd be on QI, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's more of a producer, but he's like, you know, I'll host again. Yeah. Sure,
but the show is going to be hosted by Danny Dyer. Do you remember Danny Dyer?
Yeah. That's...
bopper.
That's exciting. So what... hang on, what is... you got to explain what this actual wall is.
It's like a big game show thing. And there's levels...
yeah.
This is just like a wall of screens?
There's a wall...
No, it's like a physical wall. I think it's like a vertical wipeout.
There might be a ball.
Ah. What, the
yeah, I think there's a bouncing ball that
there's
comes down.
There's a ball that goes down. They say that it is... guided by you, it looks random to me.
Okay.
But
I've never watched it. I probably won't watch this.
It's one of they do these things, don't they? TV game shows where they just have this giant prop that somebody's spent way loads of money on.
Which that brings me into the next news story.
Oh yeah.
There's another game show coming called Spin the Wheel. It's hosted by Dax Shepard.
Isn't this just called Wheel of Fortune?
Well, no.
Okay.
It's hosted by Dax Shepard and executive produced by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, wow.
Wheel of Fortune was a horizontal wheel.
Yeah.
This is a massive wheel.
This is more like the chocolate wheels that you get at carnivals and whatnot.
It looks like a three-story wheel.
Oh, wow. Spin.
Is it called The Wheel?
It's called Spin the Wheel.
Oh, okay. If it was The Wheel and The Wall...
yeah, they could
try
combine.
And guess what was next.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. The top prize on this show each week is $23 million.
What?
Yeah, you stopped giggling about it now, didn't you? Holy shit.
So, I mean, that sort of indicates that whatever the main prize or obstacle there is, is near impossible.
Ah, true.
Yeah, for that much money. Gosh, they're not giving that away every day.
In the trailer, I saw Dax Shepard giving someone $2 million.
Wow.
And it looked like it was mid-episode. It wasn't even the final prize type thing. Like, this is a big... game show.
Holy does he get cash out like Snoop?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think there's...
how do you
know.
Get 2 million out? Americans only carefully. Like 20s as well, so that's a lot of notes.
Then there's another game show coming.
Right.
Over in the UK, which I don't know too much about, but it's Alan Carr involved, and it's called Epic Game Show Night or something, and it's combining Wheel of Fortune, some dating show, and third... like, they're just pulling together all the old... game shows that haven't been around a few years.
Bet you $20 might be Price is Right. ITV.
Yeah.
It's going to be ITV show.
I think Price is Right is
they love a bit of a camp game show. Like, yes, come on, let's go. Like, Cilla Black.
So they're smashing
all
together
stuff.
All
I
the formats.
I
want to
watch this
and
now.
It might be like an hour and a half, 2 hour on a Friday night.
That's a long time.
It is, but they're going to swap between the different game formats as she goes
through.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, we'll see. That could be cool. That could be...
Hmm.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
I saw this, as everybody else did, about iTunes being decommissioned. saying goodbye, people freaking the hell out.
That's me. I'm not a fan of this news.
When I first read it, and I was sort of explaining it to you, there was no real details apart from the fact that it was going to happen, and we weren't quite sure how it was going to be divided, segregated, and it is going to be officially, you'll have Apple Music, Apple TV, and podcasts. These will be three. So they get it. iTunes has been divided into three. This will be in the next version of Mac OS. That includes on your laptop, PC, what do we call it, desktop?
Yeah.
And your phones, I guess, but the phones already have them all separate and have for ages.
But I've gone and bought songs and everything through iTunes itself. I know you have the option of doing that in Apple Music or in, yeah. I'm sure you can in Apple TV. I've never really messed around with that format too much, but I like having one destination to go and...
Yeah, sure.
And that's what Steve Jobs liked, and that's what we liked, and that's how they got us into their ecosystem, because it was all in one, it was all really easy, and now they're segregating it feels a bit un-Apple-y.
I mean, what are they going to do, though? Because, like, does that mean that you still have your collection? Or do they merge it into something different?
I think you'll find everything that you have bought in iTunes over the years will appear in these different apps, depending on what it is.
You really hope so, but there'll be some issues around licensing rights, because a lot of these places have set up deals with iTunes, not with Apple. I think there'll be some issues. Plus, people take stuff down. Things that I've bought in the past, they don't have the licensing rights for anymore, and I don't have access to if I didn't download it before. I
can't download it.
Or there's a nerd rapper that I like who stopped rapping a few years ago and just disappeared off the face of the planet and pulled all his music from iTunes. And I downloaded a few of the albums, but not all of the ones that I bought, and I don't have access to them anymore.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
So I am nervous about what happens moving forward, because I've thrown a damn lot of money at iTunes.
Well, people are also a bit worried about where music back in the day when you would burn your CDs onto your Apple and it would end up in iTunes or your PC. Where does that go? I would not be surprised if it shows up in Apple Music for you. Because it's still on your... That's offline. That's all on your actual computer. So I think stuff that you have manually... put on, burnt, you know, I think digitized, that's fine.
I think that'll be fine going onto your desktop, but I don't know if that's going to be transferable to your iOS devices.
Because you can at the moment, can't you?
But you did that largely through iTunes. Whereas now they want it to, is it Air Now? Or?
That sort of
your
Connect thing.
I think they need to have a meeting.
They do need to have a meeting because nobody knows what the hell is going on. Like when you go to back up your phone, you usually plug it into your computer and it will, back everything up.
Yeah, yeah, I don't do that. I cloud it.
Ever since the frappening, I haven't plugged my phone in for any backups.
What did you call it?
The frappening. Is that what it's called?
No, it was called the fappening.
Oh.
But the frappening sounds like someone's hacked Starbucks and got nudes of every barista. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I guess we have to watch this space because I think everyone's a little bit confused as to what's happening, and I'm not sure. Do you remember, it was about a year or two ago, they updated the app for podcasts on your iPhones, and it was a right mess.
I remember.
Where everything was immediately easy and accessible, they made it more complicated. And you know how if you leave the podcast app going, it will just automatically play the one after it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't do that unless you'd have to manually go in and create a playlist just to get things to play after each other. It was an absolute nightmare. Now they did fix that bit, but I reckon that the podcasting app of today, rather than maybe 3 years ago, is way more cumbersome, and this feels like more of that.
I understand why they're doing it with the TV portion and the films. I imagine it's far more data intensive downloading those two things in the same way they've got the App Store split off into its own thing. They're much bigger files. Also, with the Apple streaming service launching
later
in the year,
yeah.
it gives them a platform for that. And they're very creatively in that announcement addressed that they will be offering a lot of other streaming services through that platform. So you'll be able to sign up for your HBO Go or your CW app or your things, not Netflix.
No, not Netflix. This was an interesting little statistic. So at the moment, Apple has about 50 million subscribers to their music, streaming, so Apple Music. Altogether, streaming, this includes Netflix and everything, Spotify, streaming in the US made up for 3/4 of that industry's revenue last year. Digital downloads, 11%. This is why they're doing it.
Sure. It's really good for America.
Yeah. Hi, NBN.
Yep.
How you going?
Showing, shibby, and somebody stop me. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
All right, enough of all of that. Any other news?
A few little quick things. So Borat, 13 years ago, came out.
Very nice.
Very nice. He's finally admitted, because he's doing some ramp up for Who Is America Emmy consideration. He's finally admitted after all this time that the Pamela Anderson kidnapping was staged. I know. Are you
what?
Shocked?
I'm so shocked about that. That didn't...
So apparently they had to film it twice. This is the first time it didn't quite work out.
Okay.
And he said that a year later he was talking with Pamela Anderson and discovered that that film had been the reason why Kid Rock divorced her.
Really?
Because he was like, you look like an idiot. You've made me look like an idiot.
Oh.
Yep. Kid Rock, what a guy.
That explains massive more about Trump Kid fan. Rock than anything else. Yeah, he is.
He has some very strange opinions.
Sure.
Yeah.
He did her a favour then, sounds
yeah,
right.
That's right.
That guy needs a bar with a bar to bang to bang ding 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 up jump the boogie to the head. That was his song.
Back
was
in,
it?
What, 99, bang, something bang, like that?
Yeah, 1999.
Bit plagiarised, isn't it? From
the song that has other biggity biggity bang.
Robin the biggity biggity. Now what you hear is not a test. That's probably as much as I can sing.
That wasn't too bad.
Do you know Uncle Cracker was his band DJ before
that's
he
right.
went to do that song?
Follow me and everything is alright.
I'll be the one.
Do you reckon that's where the cracker slur came from?
No.
Okay.
That very, very, very old slur.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Is that so? He self-proclaimed him a cracker.
Yes, he is Uncle Cracker, and then there's a rapper I like, YT Cracker. get excited because Shark Week! I've got more news for you.
Is this that's come around so?
It's come really quickly.
July 28th. So we've got time to prepare. It'll be just after I get back from my trip, which is fantastic.
Home in time.
Mm-hmm. Rob Riggle is back for more of the Celebrity Shark Trip.
Nice.
Which is great fun because last year's episode was with Shaquille O'Neal.
I remember you talking about it. It sounded hilarious.
It was so good. Seeing giant Shaq at the bottom of a massive tank might have been in a hotel or something like that. He had to go and help feed the fish and feed the sharks at the bottom of this tank. They had to make custom slippers for him.
So good.
Because
the man
his
is
shoes,
enormously
well, his
tall.
Shoes, normal shoes that he wears every day, is the size of normal flippers. So these things were like, I don't know, stapling a couple of 2x4s to the bottom of the shoe. And it made him swim so fast.
Watch out, Ian Thorpe or Michael Phelps.
It was just like he had like a desk stapled to the bottom of his legs so he could flap and move quicker.
He's got awesome. A couple of tables on his legs.
So I don't know who they're going to get this year for the shark trip. But
They've got to one up that.
Yeah.
They've got to make that better.
And then late last night, there was some news that they're in Disney's continuing live-action adaptations of their classic cartoons. Snow White is going to be coming up.
Oh, okay. What do you reckon, Lynch? What do you reckon, Lily Collins?
Ooh, it's a good call.
Yeah.
But Lily Collins was Cinderella.
She was.
Ah.
So she's done it. She's found her way into the Disney universe. Really, a pretty good role.
I'm trying to think who
I
was.
Think, what's her name? Shailene
Woodley. Oh, Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
A few years ago, she could have been.
Yeah.
I would cop Emma Stone as Snow White.
Emma Stone. Yeah. If we want to go young, what about 11 from Stranger Things 2, Millie Bob, Billy Brown, Bob, Bobby Brown, Bob,
no.
Billy Bob?
Oh, vetoes.
No.
Why, too young or too sassy or not enough Lily Collins eyebrow?
when you think of Snow White, you think of red, rosy cheeks and happiness.
Mm.
And that is one thing that
Whitney Houston
never exudes in any acting role. That's the truth. You see her off screen and she looks smiling and happy like a child, but everything in she's on screen, she's intense.
Mm.
And this needs to be the picture-perfect summation of naivety.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you've got any suggestions for us, please send us an email. TheWatchersPodcast@gmail.com. So sorry about
Webb
that.
Mark is going to probably be directing, who is the guy that did Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. And
oh, cool.
Some cool teen movie stuff. And it looks like they're getting The Greatest Showman and La La Land songwriters.
Nice.
To do some more songs for
them. That's great. Yeah, that sounds cool.
I'm really into that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the live-action adaptations, I didn't see Dumbo, I haven't seen Aladdin yet, but the other ones... There were some new songs that were sprinkled through there that were pretty good. Cinderella had some awesome stuff. Beauty and the Beast was amazing. Had a few extra bonus jams.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast. Dumbo, as much as I love Colin Farrell, was a bit too dark for me.
Does it have Danny? Was Danny DeVito a scumbag in it?
Yeah.
Good. That's all I want. I just want Matilda. I just want Matilda.
I don't need to be like everyone was excellent in it, and like everyone did very well. It was great.
But the story of Dumbo is quite dark, if I remember from when I was a kid.
Yeah,
it was a story that I didn't want to hear a lot often because it was just a bit sad.
I was tripped out by them pink elephants.
Oh yeah.
I didn't like the pink.
Oh man.
So I'm not against the remakes, but just some of them are definitely. Better than
all. Agree. I'm here for Lion King. Jungle Book was fantastic, and if it's anything near that quality, this is going to be.
Aladdin's had good.
It's supposed to be really good. Yeah.
Reviews, and you know, everyone wasn't sure about it. And
because
then,
we saw Will Smith.
And then you see Will Smith, and you're like, oh, Will, you're doing your own thing.
Yeah, he had to. Imagine trying to do the Genie after Robin Williams.
Sure. Well, imagine trying being Men in Black after Will Smith.
No, don't worry, Tessa Thompson's got it. You know your new friend that you've just met today.
Close personal friend of the show. There was a few trailers that I'll mention briefly before we move on.
Yeah.
Unless you've got some.
No, I'm all good.
I saw the trailer for Swamp Thing, which is the next series on DC Universe. I did see that. They have previously done Titans and Doom Patrol, which is so weird.
Doom Patrol.
Stay tuned. Okay. I'll talk about that more another time. But Swamp Thing looks... The reviews coming out are so... It's like staggeringly strong. If this is a dark, creepy, set in a swamp, what weird stuff's going on here. It's very difficult to talk about Swamp Thing without giving a lot of stuff away.
I will say, from... The photographs that I've seen, the costumes, I'm going to call them, look really good.
Yes.
Really, really good. Very detailed.
We haven't really seen an ecologically focused super tale. I won't say superhero because it's not that at all, but something that's strictly to do with what if the Earth started fighting back? And this looks to be a very cool take on that. So I'm excited to see that. There was a trailer for Rambo Last Blood. I don't know what it's about. I saw the last Rambo, that was him blowing up people.
That's pretty much what it'll be, I would imagine.
This is him going to be killing some more folks. Maybe he'll hand the baton off.
Sweaty. Red headband.
Yeah.
Or bandana.
Which, I'm kind of sad because it looks to be him taking on the Mexican cartel, which is cool. But there was a script floating around for years in Hollywood for a potential Rambo 5, which was him fighting a Mexican cartel that just happened to be werewolves.
Oh, no, but that's so catered to you and no one else.
No, and it's such a swerve from what Rambo actually is.
Yeah,
but... It's like when there was going to be the Jurassic Park sequel where they, like, made human-dinosaur hybrid raptors.
I wouldn't cross that off the list of things they're going to do in Jurassic Park,
And they set up that it could happen. And then finally, trailer for the new Pixar movie coming next year, I believe, called Onward.
What's this one about?
It's Chris Pratt and Tom Holland as two teenage elf brothers.
Right.
Who live in a very suburban world.
They look like a little bit like trolls, but big.
And they head out on an adventure to try and find if there's any magic and mystery left in the world. That's all that they're saying so far, and it looks like one of those real good Pixar style things set up and seem pretty normal in this world, and then they're going to break out to go and find stuff. So it could go very imaginative, like Up.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Inside Out. That's the one I'm hoping it's that style.
But it does seem very, oh yeah, like plodding along film type thing. But
like you, a journey.
But you know that Pixar film's going to have you blubbering.
Yep, I'm going to cry at some point.
Like but up, yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be.
All right, while we're here, let's take a bet. What's going to make us cry in Toy Story 4? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
It's going to be a doll in a bin. A toy in a bin. Just thrown away, and it's going to make you sad.
Do you think that the existential crisis that Forky, he should be called Sporky, if I'm being honest. He's a spoonful. He should be Sporky. But
so handy, those things.
It was named by a child, so we'll let it slide.
Mistakes were made.
Do you think there'll be a moment of him accepting his role as a toy, only to be discarded?
Is that Sporky Forky's chosen pronoun?
I'm not labelling he or she. I'm just
amazing. That's amazing.
I think that there could be a moment of that. Hmm. I think Keanu Reeves is playing a character called Duke Kaboom, who is a stunt.
Keanu, he's just in everything.
He's in everything at the moment. It's crazy.
I think he's going to have an existential crisis around. He's only a toy. He's not really a stuntman.
Oh, so like Buzz Lightyear.
Very much so, and Woody's already been through that, so he'll be able to coax him even easier.
How many woes do you think Keanu will be contractually obligated to say during said film?
Do you reckon that he'll sit on a bench and be sad?
Yes!
Just a minute.
I hope there's a bit where he does a big stunt and lands and looks at the crowd and goes like, be excellent to each other.
So many Keanu wishes.
Yeah. But I think there's going to be some heartbreak in Toy Story 4 because of course
it's because it's Toy Story 4. Yeah,
I'm bored like a baby in number 3.
You weren't the only one.
Fantasy. That's enough news and trailers. Get off my plane.
Could say get off my lawn.
Answering Ryder's Pup Patrol distress calls like a pro. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
Lindsay, you're here for a very specific reason.
I've watched two things to bring to the table this week.
Okay, which do you want to talk about that there's Dance Moms?
Well, one is very highbrow. So which one shall I go for first? Highbrow or lowbrow?
Highbrow.
Okay, I watched When They See Us.
What's that one about?
Which is the Central Park 5 drama miniseries.
Oh, I thought it was like a TV spin-off of Now You See Me, that magic movie.
No.
You would have been... I mean, all over confused. That.
I heard it's like Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson. It's fucking magic.
So, no, it's a very intense...
Sure, that's quite a story.
And I obviously, you know, I cry through most things. Mm. So I was obviously crying through all of this. Shay came down to ask me where something was or something, and I was just like...
I can't talk or see you.
Sobbing.
Because there are too many tears in my eyes.
And,
so it's pretty intense, but is it enjoyable? Is it cathartic to watch?
It's a man in the mirror moment. Mm-hmm. It's take a look at yourself and figure out how you see people.
Okay.
When you see us. Because the story of the Central Park event... that happened when a 28-year-old investment banker was raped and attacked in Central Park. It's always, you know, five thugs. Yeah. They were faceless. Insert, they were nameless.
Yeah, right.
They were just
stereotypical bad guy.
Of
yeah.
types. And we get to see their names and we get to see their faces and we get to see their story and what happened to them as... And they're very young. I didn't know this about the
They were quite young, if I recall.
They were between 14 and 16. There was one 16-year-old that was tried as an adult.
Jeez.
And went to Rikers, which is, like, the worst prison ever.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, yeah.
And so how many years ago would it have been now?
So it was in 1989.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Happened.
So they're completely different people now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've had a lot of... And well, they're now adults.
At the time, Donald Trump put the ad out, yeah. like, 2 weeks after it happened, so pre-trial, let's bring back the death penalty. So
right.
It's kind of akin to putting out an ad for a lynching. really. Mm. And it was more of probably a publicity stunt from Trump.
Well, most things are.
And so he did this to them that had their phone numbers and addresses.
Oh, really?
And everything. And being published by the newspapers. And now Trump is the president. So
yeah.
What they feel, you know, is very powerless. So it was good that Ava de...
DuVernay,
who's done Wrinkle in Time and 13th, she's empowered them by telling their story, and she's done... It was just a really good job. And you'll be really angry and upset and want to change things afterwards.
And where did you watch it?
Your old Netflix.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. But I do recommend also that you... watched the 2012 documentary by Ken and Sarah Burns afterwards.
Okay.
Just because it's a very emotionally charged miniseries.
Mm.
So the documentary just...
It's a bit more facts.
Gives you a bit more context.
Yeah, right, okay.
And...
it's Ken Burns, is it like a... 12-hour thing?
Oh, it was long. It was like 2 hours or something.
He doesn't do short.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, right.
That would have been really, like, exhaustive. To see the miniseries with dramatised.
Yeah.
Dramatised, and then his side.
But then also, you got to remember that the sort of... the Ava production was African-American directed, sure, and led, and... really, like, no, let's tell this story, our story,
yeah,
let's,
right,
you know, get ourselves attention.
Mm.
Whereas Ken Burns might be a little bit more moderated, a bit more...
These are the facts.
Yeah.
Less emotion.
A bit less emotion.
Uh-huh.
But both, you know, that the When They See Us is yeah, recommended.
Well, it sounds like one of them is about... swaying opinion, the other one's about presenting information.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's just anger out of these kids not having their names, like I say,
yeah,
as I say, these kids.
Yeah.
So it was Raymond, Yusuf, Corey, Kevin, and Antoine. Were the five names?
And you were ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phew. So they're like 45 now, and
okay,
you know, they got awarded lots of money, but it's not
big,
not everything.
Big messy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Big messy tale.
And they would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
I watched on Netflix as well a comedy series called I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson.
Ah.
Yep. So Tim Robinson is one of two guys from Detroiters, which is a comedy show.
Yeah, you really
love.
Yeah.
Pardon me. It's about two bumbling idiots that take over one of their father's law firm. Sorry, take over one of their father's advertising agencies when he passes away, and it's very Always Sunny style
nice
comedy. Very, very weird. The other guy, Sam Richardson, is on Veep.
Oh, yeah.
He plays Richard on Veep.
Mm.
But, yeah, this show, it's executive produced by The Lonely Island. You know, another thing they're doing with Netflix at the moment, because they also executive produced, I want to say, Pen 15, that show that's called Penis.
Oh, right.
About the... young girls.
Yes, that are actually grown women pretending to be young girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So this is a sketch comedy show like your old school style ones. They're only 17-minute episodes, so there's no chaff, and they get through this stuff really quick. Really big celebrities each episode, not playing themselves or anything, just in very small little cameos and stuff, just involved in some way.
Yeah.
It's great. It's one of the strongest sketch comedy shows I've seen in years.
Oh, fantastic. Because you don't see sketch comedy goes through phases, I reckon.
It really does.
You get some really strong people who do it, and then that will spawn others that are less amazing, and then you'll get the dredges, and then it kind of goes again. Maybe this will bring it back again, and we'll start getting some more French and Saunders-like comedy.
Yeah, look, you get these waves of people coming up through homegrown talent, and then they get a TV show, and things go really well, and people love them. And then they suddenly get to start working on film projects, and so they're putting out things a lot more sporadically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden that momentum they had around sketch comedy is gone, and they might throw out things here and there, but they're not focused on that. They're doing longer form stuff because there's more money. So I still remember Fast Forward and Frontal and the great Aussie sketch comedy. We don't have a lot of that anymore.
No.
You still get the McAuliffe program and some ABC but shows.
It's more mixed in with other stuff. Yeah. It's not just sketch comedy.
Where some of this stuff was really, really silly.
Were you just giggling away?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Stephen Ewan, our friend Glenn from Walking Dead.
He's in it.
Yes, he's in. I think it's the first episode.
Oh,
and it's
cool.
A very long skit, and it seems at the beginning like he is the hero, and by the end of the skit, he's having a really bad day. It's his birthday, and it does not go well.
Aw, poor little bugger. Poor Stephen. I watched something. Gosh, we all watched something on Netflix this week. I watched Jailbirds. I do like a good prison.
You do. You're all about the bars.
I really do. I don't know why. I don't know what fascinates me about it. This is called Jailbirds. It's a little bit different to some of the others that I've watched in the last couple of years, in that it will follow particular people in that prison, and it's not necessarily a lot of those docos, particularly if they're American, they'll really hone in on the fact that it's super dangerous in here. You've got to be part of the gangs. You've got to stick with your own, you know, do all the prison rules that you don't know about. This one doesn't really focus that much on that. They will talk a little bit about the people's past lives, how they got in. You'll see some people honestly believe they were the victims in some sort of jail fight or argument. And then you see how they react and you go, oh, you actually can't handle stepping back and just letting things slide. It's all about you're disrespecting me and you can't control your temper. And that's how you got in this trouble. And I suspect that's how this has gotten you in trouble your whole life. So it's interesting to see how those people are different to, like, you, if you know what I mean. Like, sure. I was actually able to compare them personality-wise to me in a way to try and figure out why they're there and I'm not, as opposed to just, oh, you know, socioeconomic or circumstances, like where you were born and whatnot. Thought that was really interesting. One really weird thing was they talk on the toilet. That's a thing. They talk on the toilet. They empty out the bowls, the base bowl. No, it's not a basin. It's a bowl of water. They'll get like some of those styrofoam cups, empty those out, and they'll make like a hearing. You know, those old school hearing aids that, you know, old guys used to have, and they stick that into the bowl, and they start talking to people who are above or below them in the levels of this high-rise prison. So there are these, like, prison relationships.
Very clever.
Between these guys and girls who are on different levels and different floors. And if they get moved out of cells, then, and, you know, their boyfriend or girlfriend is still in that cell, they'll have their cellmate from their original cell talk to the. So there's all these Chinese whispers that go on. It's amazing. And this one guy's name was Dollar. Well, I think he had a relationship with pretty much every single woman in that prison. It was an interesting doco, and it's a whole series on Netflix, and now I need more. But it's just in time for Orange is the New Black to come out in July, you see, so I'll still get my prison fix.
Is that why you came in fancy dress as the handbag?
That's right. That's right. And I like stripes.
I have a good life question around jail.
Yeah.
In that, if you were in jail for a long time, what fast food would you want as soon as you come out?
Oh, I'd probably go a chicken burger. There's a really great chicken burger place near me, like a charcoal chicken sort of place, and their chicken burgers are really delicious. But I'd also want the hot chips with the chicken salt, because I suspect you wouldn't be getting chicken salt in prison.
Oh, so? So you'd miss the... Seasoning.
The MSG.
Just give me a tub of MSG.
I'd be fine.
I would want meat liquor.
Eh?
Sure.
Wait,
it's a,
what?
It's a place over in the UK.
Get on a plane.
Yeah, they do wings. Oh, you wouldn't be allowed to, would you?
Oh, no.
Oh.
They do wings and burgers and they're all...
Yummy.
They're amazing. It's like a speakeasy.
Oh, I do love a chicken wing as well. What about you, Lynn?
Oh,
you
yeah. Now you're saying that.
Yeah, see, like I some honey was, soy chicken wings.
I thought I was easy with just KFC, but now you say that, I'm like, oh, TGI Friday chicken wings with blue cheese.
I don't know what it is about blue cheese sauce in America. I don't understand why it's such a big thing, but I like it at the same time.
I never have blue cheese sauce, but with wings, it's compulsory.
What else did you watch, Lynn? So obviously you spoke about your lowbrow ones.
So yeah, I watched Dance Moms.
So how many seasons do you reckon we're up to now?
It's the 8th season.
Because there was a break, wasn't there?
Yes, well, lots of things have happened. So Maddie and Kenzie probably left in series 6,
okay.
Maybe. So they did... fumble through a season 7.
Yeah.
Sort of, it kind of...
Jojo was gone by then as well, wasn't she?
She was.
Because they were trying to push Kendall and stop trying to make Kendall happen.
Oh, Kendall. Mm,
yeah, Jill's relentless.
She's the mum, isn't Jill's she? Mom. Yeah.
Kendall is a great sidekick. She's never going to be the feature.
She was at Jojo's birthday party, the TV show. That
there was a TV show called Jojo's... birthday party.
Jojo's dream birthday.
It was really good.
Wow.
She hung out with the West family.
As in?
Northwest.
Yeah. Okay.
Northwest is her biggest fan.
Kanye was stoked.
So was he really?
Promotion.
It was a good photo of him with Jojo, and you can't tell who's more excited about meeting the other one.
Any dad that their child is obsessed with Jojo Siwa is going to be pretty happy about meeting Jojo Siwa.
Yeah.
So did he have an actual smile?
Yeah, happy smile. We went to Gold Coast and Jojo was in our restaurant.
That's right, I remember that.
Yeah, so I get why Kanye's that fucking stoked.
Yeah, we were close. And, like, the adrenaline of potentially meeting Jojo Siwa was...
palpable.
Big star.
So Jojo's not there.
Jojo's
you
not
don't
there.
Have Maddie and sister, whose name I can't remember.
That was season 7. This is season 8.
So we're up to season 8.
And it's been 3 years since it's been on the air, maybe?
Because we were talking about Abby Lee. Was it last week or the week before? She's not been well. She's been in prison.
Yes, we had seen a trailer. We discussed the trailer. Did I discuss my theory for the end of the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, she's been in prison. She's been sick.
How's she looking?
She's actually looking like she's been through the ringer.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Does she still wear 45 kilos worth of makeup?
Yeah, of course.
Just checking.
She's real sick. Yeah. She's caking morons.
Sick. She had a dog called Broadway Baby. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
she's
like, yeah.
she's camp and she loves it.
Yeah.
She's got a show called Dance Moms.
Yeah, that's a good point. So is she back in her original, was it in Pennsylvania or something like that?
Yes. Not Pennsylvania.
It's somewhere...
Pittsburgh, okay. Pennsylvania. Yeah, yeah, but you're right, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh.
You're both right.
Wow.
Stop it.
Yeah, so she's gone back to the start and...
She's gone back to her roots, unlike her hair.
There are... There are maybe 12 dancers.
Okay. Are they all new?
They're all new except for two.
I thought you could say Kendall.
And they are Liliana and Eliana.
Mm-hmm.
Which both sound like half forward finished names. Can you say them again? What was the first? Liliana.
What was the other one? There was
sounds
another.
Like Lily Allen.
There was another one with four syllables in her name, and Abby Lee Miller was like.
Abby Lee Miller.
You got four syllables in your name. Like, that's
stop
so
it.
Rude.
We'll just call you.
What up, PJ? That's what you get to be.
So is it back to being sassy? Are the mums just as mum like as always?
So. They introduced everyone, said something nice, showed them dancing, and then cut to a clip of the controversy that there could possibly get involved in so, in the upcoming show.
Yes, brilliant. This episode that we watched was only 17 minutes, and I think it was like an extended teaser, perhaps even used for, at the upfronts for the show.
Yeah.
Because you were bitterly disappointed that it was over, and I was also disappointed because I thought I had longer. Free time.
So Eliana and Liliana's mums do not get
twins?
On.
Because they sound like they should be twins, right?
No. So they get on. The two kids get on.
They should have a third sister called Mary. Eliana. What was the second one? Liliana. Mariana.
Sure.
And Prue.
So
you're ready to get into this one.
I'm in.
Yeah, this season's going to be yours.
Yeah. She says, "I'm back." And I love it.
Is she still in the wheelchair?
She is. Yeah. So Tom's theory is that she's going to wiggle a toe at the end of the series. So we'll see.
She can't go to straight jumping out of the chair.
No.
She's just such a sensationalist.
She is, isn't she?
She can't, you know. Yeah. It's so hard to believe that the things that happen in her life
happen. And it's a TV show as well. Like, it's a reality show where sensationalism is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. You told me the other night you think a good death for her would be, like, in Gremlins, when the stair lift... The stair chair.
Oh, yeah.
Gets electrified.
What's her name?
Mrs.
It was like a Mrs. Oh, what's
not
the
McGillicuddy.
One? What's the one from
not
Neighbours? Mrs. Mangle.
Oh,
it's
what
like
is
a
Mangle?
Mrs. Mangle type character.
Yeah, right.
She's like, oh, those kids. I'm going to get on my stair lift.
Mrs. Mangle would never be up a stair lift. Do you know why? Because she wouldn't be able to see out the window and looking down Ramsey Street if she was up the stairs.
Snoop.
Yeah. So.
I'm Mrs. Mangle.
Mrs. Deagle.
Ooh,
close.
It's close, very
Mangle,
close.
Deagle.
It all comes out in the wash, doesn't it?
Searching for felines near Melmac. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
You know I love my roast battles.
Yeah.
Jeff Ross has a new roast battle series on Netflix called Historical Roasts. And it's comedians and some celebs dressing up as famous historical figures and roasting each other.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but it did not work it for me. I'm sure it works for other people, but I like it when it's really personal stuff about people, especially with comedians that we don't know, but they clearly know each other and they rip shreds off each other. I didn't find it nearly as funny as someone dressed up pretending to be making fun of someone else dressed up as Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, right. I get what you mean.
It just...
it lost it a bit.
Yeah, it just didn't... It wasn't as savage.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Even the one Jimmy Carr hosted, the UK one, some of the jokes they're telling each other feel like they're stripping skin off each other. Like, it's savage,
yeah,
and you
right.
can see the light in someone's eyes dim. That's what I want.
How many dare you?
Just break someone's spirit. They thought they were a badass, and you say that one thing that cuts them to their core, and it's all over, and that's missing from this show.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was a shame.
Yeah. Will you go back? Will you give it another try? Or is
nah,
that
there's too
it?
Much stuff out there.
Yeah, I understand how you... Yeah.
But, like, I saw one that...
Jeff Ross could do something in the future that will prick your interest, I'm sure.
Oh, as soon as he goes back to normal roasting, I'll be all over it. And he does other roasts that I haven't loved as much. He did one that was at the Mexican border, which was Jeff Ross roast the border, or another one in jail, and that was just dangerous because it was him roasting...
Ooh, you know those guys may get out.
Oh, they were all in the communal area. He went and did it in that the place where Elvis did Jailhouse Rock.
All right, okay.
So they were
sitting in the audience, and he was roasting the shit out of people just in front of him.
Ballsy.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw that. I think Ryan Phillippe was playing Tutankhamun.
What? Hang on, Reese Witherspoon's ex.
Isn't it Ryan Phillippe?
Call him what you will, I don't care.
Ryan Phillippe was away.
Phillippe.
So we've all got different pronunciations for
what
this guy's name.
Okay, and let's all at the same time where we know him from. One, two, three.
Cruel Intentions.
See?
Okay,
great. Has he been in anything else?
Yeah.
He was in Outkast Hey Ya video.
Yes, he was in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Ah, sure.
He was in an English show, a movie... Was it about to have Eddie Izzard being Charlie Chaplin or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Almost had it. Something about not Cat on the Hot Tin Roof, it's Cat, the Cat's Meow. Something like that. To have Kirsten Dunst in it? This is early 2000s. Anyway, I didn't
watch
that.
He's also in MacGruber, and he can be pretty funny, Ryan Phillippe.
Okay. If he and Reese Witherspoon's daughter is a complete clone of her, is their son a complete clone of him? It should be, right?
That sounds like a riddle.
That's right.
Sounds like a premise for a sci-fi movie.
I will contact Sci-Fi Channel. Mm. Now, you alluded to the fact that I have been playing Sekiro Shadows Die twice. That game is really hard. It's it reminds me of old school games. You know, you would get your three lives, you would try and get as far as you possibly could, and if you died, you started back at the beginning again.
No save point.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's the word. Oh, I'm still trying to get past the first boss, and I don't even think he's a big boss. I think he's just like a medium-sized boss. Middle management. When I do get past him, oh, don't worry, we will find out. It's punishing, though. So I needed to have a couple of breaks, so I just flipped on television watching Love It or List It, you know, that Canadian show?
Sure.
Where clearly they, from the very beginning of the show, have decided whether they're going to stay in their renovated house or they're going to sell it, and then they have to pretend throughout the whole entire episode whether they're going to stay or not. And then at the end they make a decision after saying, this is the hardest decision we'll ever have to make. And then they decide whether to stay there or go and buy a different place, which I've probably already bought. I like that show because it is super relaxing. It's like Holmes Under the Hammer. There's no reason for you to get invested in any aspect of it. You just let it wash over you.
Like a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
You just took us on a me-style tangent. That was...
Gosford Park.
What about
Is that the thing that you were trying to think of?
Ah, that's where the reptile park is.
Gosford Park, that was it.
Right.
So it wasn't Cat's Meow. I think I've got two movies stuck.
Philippe.
Was Gosford Park, did that have Maggie Smith? Dame Maggie?
Probably.
Yeah, or a Judy Dench.
Maggie Smith.
No, Maggie Smith. He played an American, I'm pretty sure, in it. Let's all watch it right now to find out.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
4 hours later. Hey, anything else being watched, or should we talk about Fear the Walking Dead?
Let's just dive into that. Other things can wait. Or have you got other things?
No. We'll do this one quickly, because we've got the quiz coming up. I almost forgot about that. So Fear the Walking Dead, looks like we've had a bit of a time jump. Not much, maybe a couple of months.
Yep, they're trying to find people to help. They're not having much luck. They found a plane. A plane no good no more.
Yeah, they crashed it.
Maybe they're getting another plane.
They were confused.
See, we've had no planes at all.
Except for the helicopter that Rick helicopter kept encountering.
This is two planes in one episode.
Yeah.
It's a lot of planes.
We didn't see Dwight. Thought we might. No,
that'll take a bit. I really like that the guy who was on the other end of the intercom, that's Matt Frewer, who I cannot believe has not been part of the Walking Dead universe up to this point.
Because he's perfect for it,
he was
it,
Max
isn't he?
Headroom back in the day on MTV. But he's been in...
Oh, is he that? Because
yeah.
I remember him as the neighbour from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
He's in so much stuff. He's an amazing character actor. He's been on everything. Matt Frewer.
You'll know him, Lins. This is not a Tessa Thompson moment for you. This is a...
No. Oh, shit, he's one of those characters.
Yeah. He's perfect. As soon as I saw him, I went, oh, I know exactly the kind of person that he's going to be playing.
And he hasn't aged in years.
He got to an age and that was it.
So.
I'm intrigued about the bloke, newly dead bloke in the black armour.
Some pretty sweet armour.
I'll say, but he still died. How?
What's the story? Well, he died because she spiked him through.
But I thought he was alive at that... I thought he was walking... I thought he was a walker at that point. I have to go back and watch now.
You're right. Maybe he'd only recently turned.
Yeah. But how? What? From the radiation? Oh, there's so many stories. The last season, I liked more than The Walking Dead, and I feel like maybe this season is leaning towards being the same.
I'm hoping so, because The Walking Dead improved greatly.
Mm.
And I didn't love this episode. I didn't dislike it. As you said, it was a bit confusing in parts, and it's setting stuff up.
It's leading to where it goes. Yeah.
I'd be more than happy if those three kids ran off and never came back.
Yeah.
I did feel like, oh, do we need more kids?
I think we're going to see them again.
Oh, we're going to, but
because the kid that they've got is now a teenager.
Exactly.
So it's like replacing Cindy Brady in the Brady Bunch with Cousin Oliver, because Cindy Brady was a 13-year-old. You can't be the cute kid when you're 13, right? Middle of puberty.
Goddamn scrappy dude.
We're going to have more Fear the Walking Dead chat next week. But, Lindsay, you ready for this? Do you want to take part? Because you don't know the questions, do you?
No. I have a particular cultural knowledge.
All right, I reckon you might be all right.
You reckon?
So, Tom, we know how much you love movies and TV shows, but we also know how much you love fish and aquariums and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So the quiz is called Famous-ish Film Fish.
All right. Famous Film Fish.
You've been good at this, yeah.
I have.
This is definitely...
It's right up Tom's alley.
Down your
You
alley.
Saw how long it took me to research this one, Linz.
Yeah, right.
So... This had better be good.
Nothing fishy.
Who was the fish in Ren and Stimpy? He had a theme song.
I remember the log theme song.
Yeah, I love that.
Not the fish theme song. And Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence. Yes. Another Ren and Stimpy classic.
I actually had the Ren and Stimpy soundtrack.
Did you? Me
too.
Yeah, I used to listen to it all the time.
I'm going
to
get something on iTunes. Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Quick, get it now before it goes away.
It's blended into the Krabby Patty guy from SpongeBob, but I can see him getting out of the water.
Yep. You've got it. He's very infuriated and frustrated. What if I did a little bit of the theme song? Without singing the song, because the words are the actual character's name.
I've got nothing in my head, but if you sing something, you might bring back a very deep memory.
Good luck, guys.
From 1996 or something.
Easily before.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember how the end goes. Muddy?
Mud skipper.
It's Muddy Mud Skipper. Yeah.
Okay, that is a deep cut.
That's probably the hardest one, so.
Wow. That's dumped me.
Thank you very much. Who is Ariel's fish friend in
Flounder?
Ah, I didn't even have to finish this question. Yeah. Brilliant work. How many eyes does Blinky have?
Three.
Okay, three.
Yep, you're right. They all blink one at a time. Which big fish will star in Suicide Squad 2?
King Shark.
Oh! What was the name of the 1988 movie starring John Cleese, Jamie Lee Curtis? Yeah, nice one. Yeah. Who else was in it?
I'll probably be paying.
Kevin Kline.
Yes, those two.
Oh, yeah.
No one else.
Just name some 80s comedians. They're probably in it at some point.
Belushi? Was there a Belushi? No.
Was there a Moranis?
No.
No. And I don't think there was even an Eric Idle.
No.
It was just those two from Monty Python.
Eric Idle didn't do Fierce Creatures either.
Oh, didn't he?
I don't think so.
So.
But did Terry Jones?
I don't think so.
Terry?
He's not on camera much.
Mm. Yeah. Oh no, Terry Gilliam is the. Is Terry Jones the one that died?
Oh, hang on, who was.
No, that's Graham.
It's Graham.
Yeah, no.
Graham Norton.
Wrong one. Final question. Bruce, the Great White.
Finding Nemo, yeah.
Was Barry Humphrey's character in Finding Nemo. What was the other movie that had a Bruce the shark in
Jaws.
It?
That was the name of the giant shark model.
Is it?
There.
Right.
Fun side note, Steven Spielberg nicknamed him after his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A lot of fun.
And he hated that shark so much.
Shout out to everyone who's put their head in the Orlando.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't.
Jaws shark.
Shout that out.
When I was 10. Got a nice picture from 1990.
Wouldn't mind seeing that if that's okay.
I don't think it exists.
That was a good quiz.
Yeah, you
that
got all of them.
I feel that we scaled it.
Never done a fish themed quiz.
I've never done a fish themed quiz
now
either.
That, now that it's ended, we could say that it is Finn.
I think that's going to end the podcast. Tom, thank you so much for coming in. When you're on your own cold bed.
I'm going back to it.
Oh, is it a flu? It looks more like a cold.
It's just a cold. It's a not cold. A flu. It's not a man flu. Anyone who wants to cast those sorts of aspersions.
Or nasturtions.
Can get on their bike and jog on.
Get on the bike and jog on.
How do you get on the bike and jog on?
Difficultly. All right, you said goodbye to me. I don't have to pay attention anymore. Tom's, things aren't going to make sense.
Tom's going to crawl out with his forearms now.
Yeah, Poltergeist 2, tequila scene. We need that. Because I've already said goodbye to you, Tom, Lynn has to make the goodbye sound.
You've got
to
send us out into that sweet, dark night.
Lynn's, thank you very much.
La la!